Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. According to an Associated Press count, Democrat Joe Biden currently has 248 electoral votes, while Trump has 214. It takes 270 to win the presidency. In a speech this afternoon, Biden said he is not declaring victory yet, but he is confident he will win.
It's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. I'm not here to declare we've won. But I am here to report, when the count is finished, we believe we will be the winners.
Experts are urging Americans to remain calm as votes in crucial states continue to be counted. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports there's no evidence of fraud or tampering despite President Trump's premature claim of victory.
It's being called the Red Mirage, an effort by the Republican Party to give the appearance of a quick victory on the night of the presidential election.
That does seem very clear that there was an effort to create those conditions.
That was Paul Smith, Vice President for Litigation and Strategy at the Campaign Legal Center. Many of the votes currently being counted are mail-in ballots. Smith said it's clear that both major parties knew Joe Biden would carry a larger portion of the mail-in vote, but GOP-led legislatures blocked efforts to allow early counting. Charles Zeldin, a political science professor at Nova Southeastern University, said that's all part of Trump's plan.
He's trying to delegitimize the election. He's trying to lay a foundation to go to court, especially federal courts. He needs to win. He wants to win. And he'll do what he can to win.
Trump declared victory early Wednesday morning while millions of ballots, many mail-in ballots, remained to be counted. He said the states he was winning had insurmountable leads, calling anything else fraud, but he also said states where Biden had sizable leads could be overcome.
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
Trump has repeated the false accusation that anything other than a clear victory on November 3rd would mean fraud, but elections, especially close ones, are never decided on Election Day. Americans often expect near-instant results because of the tradition of one candidate conceding when the results are clear. Zeldin said when there is a clear enough margin of victory, there's no need to wait the extra few weeks states take to count and certify ballots. But this time, not having an instantaneous result is a sign that the system is working.
What we're getting here is too close to call, in which every vote has to be counted. No one's going to concede because we don't know who's going to have won. This has been a perfectly legitimate election. The outcome has been shaped by the people who have voted, but we haven't counted all the votes, and so there are states still in the too close to call category.
Trump also asserted Wednesday that he'd try to block the further counting of votes. Smith noted there's no law on a state or federal level that requires states to complete counting on Election Day.
You can't just stop counting because you decided you're ahead.
States, in fact, have a federally mandated deadline of December 8th, what's called the Safe Harbor deadline, to get all of their votes in. Vanita Gupta, president and CEO of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, said the delayed results mean the process is working.
These are the rigorous checks and balances that protect the fairness and accuracy of our elections. This is our democracy in action, no matter what anyone tries to say about this process.
The election is actually fought on three levels, Zeldin said. First is the PR level, shaping people's attitudes.
That's what the president is doing with his comments and is declaring victory and then talking about the Democrats stealing the election.
The second is the fight over ballots and efforts to try to exclude or include certain votes. Trump has already indicated that he wants a recount in Wisconsin and others could follow. Each state, however, has its own rules determining when a recount is appropriate. The third level is the courts, where the process itself can be called into question. Even as vote counts are completed in the coming days and weeks, Zeldin urged Americans to take a breath and have faith.
Keep calm and count on. Find your most comfortable lazy boy chair and grab it hard and just sit and wait. And ultimately, have faith that the people running the elections want to get it right, which means get the vote right.
For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
Here's the Tampa Bay area weather tonight. Mostly clear, overnight lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warm and breezy with highs in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.